Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go ahead and take a stab at some of the games that are coming up this weekend. Do our pick six, where last week, AT and I went 5-1 in our picks. And here we're going to begin with the game. This is the Hughes special game. Are you ready? The Hughes special game. This first out of the pick six is going to be the game between the Steelers and the Browns. No Le'Veon Bell. He hasn't shown up yet. And the Cleveland Browns have lost 17 in a row. Hugh Douglas, you say.
I mean, hell, I've been picking bad all week. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to go with the Browns.
All right, he's going with the Browns. Hugh has got the Cleveland Browns to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in Cleveland. Darrell Ashurst, Steelers go in, no Le'Veon, going to Cleveland. Been since Christmas of 2 years ago.
I'm still going to – my heart wants to go with Cleveland, but I'm still going to go with Pittsburgh, man.
And you know what, real quick, John, I forgot, might I point out that Darrell was the only one that picked the Eagles.
They didn't want to talk about that, Hugh.
I just want to point that out.
They weren't going
to
talk about that. We didn't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about that.
I know, but I'm just saying I got to give Darrell props because, you know, Darrell is he's passive aggressive.
They don't want to talk about that. You want to sweep that one under the rug.
You see? Darrell
be
knowing stuff. He's being passive aggressive, John. He's being passive aggressive, so I got to give him his props. Got to give Darrell his props. The unsung hero of this race. He's the glue that holds this morning show together.
Well, there's no question of that. Nobody arguing that.
I got to give him the props.
AT, will Hugh be the only one to pick the Browns, or will you go Cleveland?
You know, I was thoroughly entertained by Hard Knocks. And while I do like Cleveland's defense, I just don't know if they have enough offensively to be able to put it past the Steelers this week. So with that in mind, I think this game could end up being a lot closer than everyone envisioned. But I'm going to say Mike Tomlin, Steelers will get it done.
All right. It's not a hard pick for me, Wendy. Steelers. You can write that down. It's going to happen. Which way are you going to go on this one? I think Steelers are going to win this. Yeah, fairly handily. Game two, Cowboys and Panthers on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Panthers hosting Dak Prescott and company. Hugh, who do you like in this one?
You know, I feel like Carolina. I'm feeling Carolina in my heart, but my head is telling me for some reason Cowboys. So I'm going to go with my head. I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys in this one.
All right, so Hugh picks the Cowboys, and what do you say there, Darrell?
Carolina.
He's going Carolina in the home team. All right, AT, we've got one Cowboys, one Carolina. That game is on 92.9 The Game on Sunday at 4 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cam versus Dak, who do you like?
Dab on him, Cam.
All right. So Cam is going to win this one from AT. Cowboys go into Carolina, and it could be an interesting game. Wendy, what are you thinking?
I'm going Dallas.
So it's two Cowboys. I got to break the tie here. I can't see the Cowboys going in there and winning this game. I just can't. So I'm going to go Carolina and take my chances with that. Final NFL game. Really intriguing game suddenly at Lambeau Field Sunday night, Hugh. The Packers and Aaron Rodgers hosting the Chicago Bears, Roquan Smith, and now Khalil Mack, who the Bears say is on a pitch count, but we'll see how much he plays. Who do you like, Bears and Packers?
Bears and Packers. I like the Packers. I like the Packers in this one.
Packers at home for Hugh. What are you taking there, Darrell?
I'm taking the Packers. I'm rooting against Khalil Mack everywhere he is.
Wow.
Well, you know, I can't say I blame him. The Bears and the Packers.
No doubt, Green Bay.
No doubt, Green Bay. So that's three in a row. What are you thinking here?
I'm actually going opposite. I'm taking the Bears to win this one. I think they are much improved this year. I know it's in Lambeau. I just think it's going to be a
Chicago.
Tough game.
All
right, you got that one. You could put me down for the Packers by 25 points. I think they're going to kill them.
Wow, 25.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to dice them apart. All right, let's get to the college games here. Our pick six is halfway through. Intriguing game at Cal Field in Texas A&M. A&M fresh off that big win for Jimbo Fisher against Clemson in a tough environment. Hugh, Clemson goes into A&M. We going to have an upset?
Clemson.
Oh, okay.
Clemson going to upset and beat the brakes off of A&M.
Yeah, okay. Clemson. Darrell, Clemson at A&M.
Clemson.
AT, any thoughts about this?
Yeah, that was a great buildup, John, but yeah, no, Clemson.
Clemson all the way.
What do you think? Question.
Yeah, Clemson. Yeah, and I can't go against that. It's going to be Clemson in this game against A&M, though. What a monkey wrench that would be, right, if it happened. Georgia Tech goes to South Florida to face the Bulls of South Florida. Charlie Strong, now the head coach down in South Florida. Remember, they've been pretty good. Last year, if not for losing to Central Florida, they would have been the Central Florida of this year. So Georgia Tech at South Florida. Tech coming off that 41-0 win over Alcorn against Charlie Strong. Who do you like in this one?
Tech. I like Tech.
We know who Daryl's going to pick here.
No, you don't. You never know who I'm going to pick. I'm going with South Florida.
You're
going
to go against your boys?
I mean, John, I don't pick because, I'm supposed to. No, I use logic. I'm going with South Florida.
Okay. A noon game on ABC and ESPN2. Noon game tomorrow. Georgia Tech and South Florida in Tampa. What are you saying there, AT?
I'm just trying to digest that information we just got from Daryl.
Daryl is real.
Yeah, you heard him.
I'm telling
you. You heard him.
Wisdom. But no, it's going to be Tech.
It's going to be Georgia Tech. Who do you like in this game, Wendy?
Going with the Bumblebees, Georgia Tech.
I'm going to go Tech,
you
too.
You want to rumble
they're
with
jackets.
The bees, huh?
They're not bees. They're jackets.
They're jackets. They're not bees, right?
Praise God.
Yeah. And I'm going to go Tech.
Put a
well.
Hex on your whole family.
Final game at pick six, Georgia and South Carolina. Hugh Douglas, Williams-Brice Stadium going to be rocking. The Dogs go in to face Carolina and Will Muschamp against Kirby Smart. A 3:30 CBS national game in the SEC. Who do you like in this one?
Go Dogs.
Okay, you barking is not exactly what I thought I'd hear this morning, but all right. Let's ask the jacket, the resident jacket. Are you liking Georgia or South Carolina?
I'm going with the Bulldogs.
Well, he's
going
to take Georgia in this one. AT, who do you like?
You know, the last time a team talked a lot of smack against one of the top teams in the country, it was Vanderbilt, and Alabama drilled them. You remember that last year?
No, they beat them like
South Carolina.
Yeah.
They did a whole lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
They better back it up because Georgia's bringing it. Georgia.
Georgia for him.
As much as it pains me to say it, I'm taking Georgia. But it really doesn't matter for Florida because both of these teams are in the East.
Yeah, and I'll take Georgia as well. I think it'll be a clean sweep here. As a matter of fact, you could put me down for Georgia to win this game handily. I think they're going to go in South Carolina kind of bringing Hugh. I think Georgia's going to go in there and prove a point. I think that they are going to – actually, I think that they may just beat up on South Carolina. I think they jump on them early. That you're going to be surprised how big a win this might be.
I wonder how much Justin Fields is going to play in this game. I mean, you know, last week, you're looking at the Austin Peay game, and, you know, obviously, for obvious reasons, you know, he didn't, you know, he got it in there. But I wonder if there's going to be some opportunities for him to get in this game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.